This is a Clink Studios podcast. Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea.
Before we start, if you want to stay updated with our latest news and episodes, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Spill the Soju Podcast and on Twitter at STSPodPH. You can send us an email to spillthesoju@gmail.com, send us a voice message on Anchor, join our Telegram community, or leave a comment on Spotify's Q&A feature if you have any inquiries, concerns, or simply want to chat.
So, what's on our menu for today?
Last week, we, meaning Ashley and Katie, introduced a new series on our podcast called Roll Call, where we highlight or focus on one artist. And for the first episode, we talked about MCND, who is having their first ever concert here in the Philippines on November 19th at the SM North Edsa Sky Dome.
Yes.
And again, since we, and by we again, and Katie have been to concerts recently, we realized we didn't have a good sit down with you guys on what we do pre and post concert. And there are some things that we sometimes
post-pandemic
do. Like post-pandemic. True. Iba na ngayon, diba?
Yeah.
So, but that is because it has become such a routine already that it's all just, you know, natural na lang sa atin. And we're sure many of you out there will relate. So let's get this ball rolling.
Yes.
Okay.
Ah.
So, okay. For credibility, kaya ako yung host.
Yes.
It's because I have yet to go to like a face-to-face concert.
Yes, post-pandemic.
K-pop. I mean, you've been to like, ano diba?
I've been to others, but like K-pop, not yet. So, it's different. Different league naman kasi ang
K-pop. Her resolution this year is so strong. Like, she didn't even go to Treasures. I mean, K-pop Masters,
yeah. Diba? K-pop Masters. O, diba? Kaloka. So, okay. I'm pretty sure they're curious which concerts post-pandemic you guys have already attended. Mm-hmm. So, Ash, which concert did you go to already?
So, after the pandemic and all the concerts started rolling in very quickly, like so much was lined up this year. I did go to just one, and that is the K-pop Masters. Yeah. How about you, at
the first
KD?
One?
Andami.
Basta.
And then, so the first one, like nag-start sila was Begin Again this year. Yun doon nag-start na magsimula ulit mga K-pop acts. So,
yes.
Begin Again in May. And then, wait, was that after Be The Sun? Or was that yung K-Pop Masters 2 with Icon, Youngjae, ATEEZ, and Be The Sun in
of
Manila,
course.
2 days.
Yes.
And then, meron pang susunod.
Yes.
Which is
Be The Sun.
Which is Be The Sun in Japan.
Tapos.
Be The Sun in Bulacan. Sorry guys, this is like revenge year. It's revenge year after this.
Yes, so there. Ako, puro online concert lang naman yung na-attend ko.
Yes.
So it's way different from being there. So yeah, so that's why you guys are our resource speakers.
Especially Ate KD.
Hindi kailangan ng guest dito. Experts na kami.
I actually, Chelsea's going to a concert.
Yes, actually, my first concert.
This year.
Post-pandemic will be MCND.
And
let's
that's gonna be again in November. On November 19th.
Yes.
So, Edsa.
It's gonna be our first concert together, the three of us.
Yes, in a while.
Oh,
in a while.
KFC.
Yes. No. EXO Planet. Since EXO Planet.
Okay, EXO Planet. Oh, nga pala, EXO Planet. My picture for that.
It's been so long.
Oh my gosh.
So,
yes,
we're so excited.
We're so excited.
Oh,
for
no, first time natin since high school. College.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay,
going back. So, for our second question, of course, the theme for today is post and pre and post concert routines. So let's start with what are the things that happen before the concert? Like before concert day.
Mm-hmm.
ano yung mga nangyayari. For those who just got into K-pop during the pandemic, they're not sure how the whole process goes. So,
yes.
Go, guys. What happens?
Usually it's the basic thing, like you have all these announcements and all these schedules for ticketing day, and there's a lot that goes into just ticketing. Like ticketing has like either pre-selling or some other form of event, and of course sometimes they put in a lot of fan club membership perks. Like they can they can have access to the tickets earlier. So there's just all those announcements. And ticketing day is just like one whole war. Like that day is
and it's you know, recently, speaking of ticketing, like I really have some strong feelings about ticketing.
Yes.
Because pre-pandemic, this episode is like post-pandemic concerts. Mm-mm-mm-mm. So kasi we already made a concert episode, diba? Like it's our third episode ata of Spill the Soju. So this one is an updated ano. Anyway, so like these days with the fan club membership pre-sale thing going on, like ang dami ng ticketing days. Usually kasi pre-pandemic there's only one day.
Lang.
One ticketing day. That's it.
Yes,
pag na-sold out siya, edi amazing, ma-sold out ka. But now like there's For usually this is for solo cons, ha? So there's the pre-sale for the fan club members, and then there's the pre-sale for Live Nation, and then there's another sale for general sales. So tatlong araw ka na nasa harap ng computer, tapos yung iba magka-camping pa. So like the stress is like triple or double this year because of the whole pre-sale thing. And it's not just the Philippines, even ibang bansa. So like ticketing day is like more stressful actually than
the actual concert day and everything.
Yeah, so that's something that you guys should like prepare for.
It's something you have to prepare more for the ticketing day than the actual concert itself, to be honest.
Plus recently when they announced the dates, yung ticketing's like a week after or like before kasi like it's 2 months and then yung a week after parang a month later ganon or 2 months before the concert. Eh dati parang yung ticketing is like a month before the concert, so you have time to save up. Ngayon biglaan ano yan, porket nag-pandemic dami namin pera.
and aside from ticketing day, a lot of fan clubs are like moving, like the fandoms and everything. They have a lot of proposals for activities and everything.
Fan support.
And this is also the time where they actually release a lot of the projects that they're doing. So a lot of times fan clubs during this time would already start opening donation drives, and they will start announcing the kind of projects that they're going to do during the concert.
Mm.
So people will also prepare for that. So yeah.
Yes. I want to add something to that, the fan club preparations. So you guys know about Philippine Arena being very inaccessible. So, diba madalas ang mga concerts is in MOA. And MOA is very accessible, so easy to commute there and everything. There's so many accommodations around MOA. But then, ngayon nagsistart na sila mag-bring ng K-pop acts sa Philippine Arena. And so, the fan clubs, like PH fan clubs, they're arranging chartered bus transpo. And then, even those that are from other provinces, like yung kailan lumipad, they're looking for like ano ba, kunyari Cebu Carrots, ganyan, are you guys G na mag-charter plane tayo, ganyan parang they're arranging those things. And then it's like you see the effort ng mga fan clubs at this time talaga, like before the concert. And then yung mga fan supports, that's when those things pop up.
So maraming nangyayari before the concert. Mm-hmm. So, the best way, that's why we're telling you this now, kasi medyo hectic. But it's fun. Like, if you know where to look naman, then you would.
Honestly, it's just really ticketing yung stressful.
Yes.
The others, like, if you go on Twitter, yung mga fun part na fan support, you know, those are really nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yung ticketing. Yeah. Yun lang talaga.
Okay. Anything to add on for like pre-concert stuff?
Like routine natin or like...
No naman. Parang kung... Yeah, your routine before the concert day or like what are the things that you handle like days or weeks before the concert? Ganon.
Outfit? Planning the outfit.
Okay, let's just run through the routine. Me first na lang.
Okay. Sige, go.
So, for my pre-concert routine, it starts from the day before ticketing day. So, the day before ticketing day, of course, you have to know the kind of seat that you want or area. You have to prepare your money and all the things that they will ask for when you have to purchase. And also, always have a backup person who can do the ticketing with you. Because, oh my goodness. Like, I remember for the K-pop Masters, during the ticketing day, I had to go on like a wedding fitting. And I got back home like 1 minute before ticketing. And it's so funny because
my
dad, he was in queue for 40 minutes. And then I tried to get on queue as well. Oh, and I had a lower queue number than him. And he's like, what?
I know. Sometimes it's so weird. No, really. Mm-hmm, even that happened to me too.
Yeah. Queue numbers are given randomly. So, yeah. It doesn't mean that if you're there... First, like on the site that you're going to get, you know, the first queue number or something like that. it's going to be given randomly. But anyway, so that's the ticketing day. And of course, once you succeed in getting your tickets, and I really hope you do, everyone hopes that, the next coming days until...
Your desired ticket.
Hopefully, you know, you get something that you really, truly want. After that, the next couple of days leading up to the actual concert day, of course, you just make tambay sa mga fan club, fandom, fan base, social media accounts, especially on Twitter, because they usually do most of the announcements on Twitter, especially for the fan support. And then you just prepare, like if they ask to print out something that you're going to raise, to print it out. And then, of course, prepare like the fan chants and, of course, your outfit for the concert day. Of course, you have to wear something that it will show your style and your fandom, but it has to be comfortable as well.
Yes.
It has to be something functional, you know. Also don't carry too much stuff. Because especially if you're in the standing section and you don't have anyone to hold your stuff for you.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's going to be
And there's
tight.
Also ano. There's also a maximum size of the bag that you can bring inside.
Yes.
So that's important to read the guidelines then before going.
And of course, review the place, review where you have to go, and just prepare in a way that you are efficient on the day. Like you know your flow, and you're not getting in the way of anyone or anything like that. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually same with me. Same lang sa akin. Pero when it comes to yung mga fan supports na parang getting ready before the day. I mean, like the leading up to it. Ako kasi dati yung nag-GA. Pero ngayon, I think as a tita.
As a tita.
Tama.
Yeah. I feel like parang wala na akong energy. I'll leave it to the babies to find the fan supports ganyan. Though I still did a small giveaway when I last went to a concert, but like not yung super effort and everything that I used to do before. And then with outfit, I agree with Ash. Like find an outfit that will be you, and then. Kung gusto mong may pa-theme ka na fandom color, ganun. And then, if you wanna kind of look like your light stick, di ba? Dami nga ganun. Pero yung shoes mo, make sure that's very comfy. Kasi, I always wear rubber shoes. No, same. I always wear rubber shoes. Pero, I tried buying new shoes para mas matangkad ako sa standing. Diyos ko, sakit ng paa ko after. Di ko talaga.
Yeah, oh my gosh, guilty.
Pero yun.
I am yeah. 140 centimeters in the standing. So,
yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so, my view, my eye view is, I need heels. But it's so hard. Yeah. It's so hard.
True.
Is there a tapos, way for like, ay. Is there a way for like concert producers to make it fair for the shorties in the standing?
Ano, equity. Hindi equality.
Yeah, exactly. Equity. Not equality. But, oh well.
may maliit na patungan si Ashley.
Oh my gosh, please.
And, yeah, and then, yeah, that's pretty much it then for me. I agree with pretty much everything that Ashley said. And then, add ko lang na, yun nga, read the guidelines.
Yes, all the rules.
What the promoter and the organizer would post. It's nice to follow their official accounts too because they would post once in
and
a
also,
while about it.
You won't be bothered. Like, no one's going to stop you or anything and tell you off and things like that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then adding to the tickets, like, make sure that you have, like, your ano yan? Your Target ticket. And then, kunyari, may seat ka and then a sold out, make sure you have a backup seat that you want, backup section that you want to go to.
Yes.
Para in case na hindi mo makuha yung first choice mo, may ka second choice. Yun lang.
Yeah. Tama. Okay, yeah. So that's their pre-concert routine.
Mm-hmm.
A very, oh my gosh, it's been so long. I can't wait to go through all of that.
Yes, again.
As a tita rin. As a alam tita. Mo, I just want a party.
Yeah.
Kaya minsan, if ako, like when I go to a concert, if ako lang yung pupunta, tapos wala akong kasamang like for the ticket, I'm just like, no, wag na nga.
Yes.
Okay na, wag na. But that's their pre-concert routine. Siyempre, pag start na ng concert, y'all enjoy.
Yes.
And after the break, we'll go with their post-concert routine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everything else. Okay, we'll see you guys then.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, it's Katie, and you're listening to Spill the Soju Podcast. Take a break, grab a bottle, pull up a chair, sit back, and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we're back. You're still listening to Spill the Soju Podcast with me, Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea. And we're still talking about pre and post concert routines. But before anything else, go ahead and follow us on all our socials at Spill the Soju Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, at STSPodPH on Twitter, Spill the Soju Podcast. Oh, sorry, spillthesoju@gmail.com and Anchor, Telegram, everything linked down below. We're also going to the MCND concert.
Yes!
Yes!
On November 19 at SM North.
If you will, see you there.
If you guys will, see you there. If you're not going, if you don't have tickets yet, please buy yours now. And yes, we'll see you guys there. So, as we said before the break, they were talking about their pre-concert routines.
Mm-hmm.
So, nandun yung concert. Tapos yung concert, what do you guys do? We're now going to talk about their post concert.
Yes, after the
ako
concert.
Ako naman una.
Okay.
Mauna
naman
na si Katie. Yes.
Go. Wala, umiyak. Char. Post-concert depression.
Maghanap ng tubig.
Yes, BCD.
Yeah, like immediately after, syempre, papahinga. Tapos, review ng mga fan cams kung meron. Kung wala kasi magulo yung fan cams, ganun. And then, mga a few days later, like the day after, that's when the post-concert depression hits. Like,
it kicks in, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Like, pagbalik mo sa office or pagbalik mo sa
school. Oo, kapag bumalik ka na sa totoong buhay, parang, what? Like, I just had the best weekend of my life.
Yes.
Why are we going back? Alam mo yung, like, we were talking about pre-concert kanina, na parang leading up to the concert, like, you went ticketing and then you were preparing so much. You were preparing your outfit, meeting your friends, ganyan, ganyan. Mm-hmm. And you finally met your friends, finally met the idols in real life. And then all of a sudden, wala lang, after 3 hours or 2 hours, 3 hours, wala na, back to real life. So parang the post-concert routine, I really don't know. I just look at my fan cams or like post pictures and then that's pretty much it. After that, pag every time I listen to like a song from like at the set list, naiyak ako.
You know, actually for me, tagal na eh.
Yeah, yeah. Go lang.
yung post-concert routine ko is kukuha ang tubig.
Yeah.
Tapos maghahanapan kami ng kasama ko.
Mm. Yes.
Tapos, you go eat if may
marami. Yeah. Uh-huh. We eat also.
Mm-hmm. Always eat.
Yes.
As in, saludo ko sa mga alis agad.
Yeah.
Kasi hindi ko kaya. My energy.
Yeah. Then sometimes ang hirap lang sa MOA kasi you know after the concert, either sarado na yung mga restaurants
or full
or puno na.
Mm-hmm.
So,
tama.
Then so, you know, struggle.
Kaya, yun nga, all part of the planning rin where you guys
will meet. Mm-hmm. Like where to meet after the concert and everything like that.
Yep.
Yeah, because like for me, for the past couple of concerts, I would go alone. Or like, I have friends who are in the concert but we're in different sections because we want different sections. And that's okay. Like what we said earlier, you have to get the ticket that you really want and can afford. So after the concert, I would usually text my dad right away. Like, we always plan where to meet up after the concert. And I usually ask, like, did you eat already? And then if my dad hasn't, then we would eat out. Or if he did, then most probably they already have food for me, like takeout or something.
Mm.
So like I rest basically after the concert. Like after the concert, I wind down. I try not to think about all the photos and videos that I took.
Mm, there's that type of fan too. Na parang ayaw niyo muna tingnan yung ano.
Yes, tama. Like I just wanna relax.
Ako, I like looking at
them. Relax and wind down first. Of course, I meet up with my parents and then we go home. I take a shower and, you know, freshen up because especially in the standing, you're gonna sweat. Like, you're gonna, be
I cannot not take a bath.
Yes, exactly.
Like, even kahit nasa
seated, yeah. Just,
kahit pagod na pagod
yes, you just have to shower and everything like that. You have to freshen
like
up.
Like a hot.
Yes.
Hot shower.
And then
so good.
When I already start, you know, lying down and preparing for bed, that's when I sort of look through my photos and videos. I take out, you know, delete the ones that, you know, of course I won't need, and because I need the space to make the edit the day after. So for someone who struggles with iPhone storage, I need to filter out my photos and videos first, and then
speaking of storage.
Yeah, like
can I add something?
Okay, go.
It's a pre-concert ano. I clear out my storage.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. I clear out my storage also.
Like I forgot to mention that.
To the point that I sometimes delete apps or offload apps just to expand my storage. But after the concert, I delete the ones that I don't need and then I sleep on it, and then the next day I look through everything, the PCD comes, and then I edit and do like all the posts and stuff. But yeah, that's
alam
mine.
Mo yung, ano, yung feeling na once you've seen them live, all their songs suddenly like naisip mo na lang na, oh my gosh, this sounds so much better live. Oh,
yes!
Yeah. I heard this in real life. Parang
Like, oh my gosh, I've seen them with my actual eyeballs or like It's weird to say, like, we're breathing the same air, we're in the same place, blah, blah, blah. But most important... But most importantly, it's like the song that I've been hearing through my phone and things like that. It sounds so much better live. Seeing them perform in front of my eyes, they look so much stronger and energetic. And it just looks
I have this
100 times more amazing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ako kapag nakita, like I know I've seen my bias group a few times already in real life. Pero like every time it's still the same reaction
sa kanila. It's like the first time you saw them. Yeah.
Sila. They're real people.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
Like that's that oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Grabe yung pogi man. Pero seryoso. Like I still feel like they're not real people sometimes.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's so
parang,
weird.
Parang iba talaga yung, oh my gosh, yung validation. Oh, totoo sila.
Yeah, no, parang, oh my gosh, you're not just a figment of my imagination.
Exactly. I'm not just imagining this.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Oh, and also, like, just the experience of, like, having fellow fans around you na same,
for sure,
the same love that you hear. And you know how we talked about this last episode na parang the PH crowd is really different. So parang, it's just, like, goosebumps always having PH fans around you.
Best
so,
crowd. Best know, crowd.
Best
oh
crowd
my gosh.
Hands down.
I can never.
Pwede kami magyabang.
Tama. Gusto naman. So,
kasi podcast namin to.
Tama. Okay, sige. Ano, surprise question.
Surprise question? Oh my gosh, ano to?
No, because we're telling people what to do. You know, we're giving them. We're not telling them what to do, what not to do. We're just giving them advice. On, ano. But since, as you said, nga, this is our podcast. What are your concert pet peeves? Like, what are the things that tick you off? So that we're approaching this in a way so that people who are listening to this would know. What can also tick other people off, so they can be mindful of what they're doing.
Okay. Yeah.
Go.
I'll go first, but like I don't want to offend anyone when I say this. Mm-hmm. Like I am saying this in an observer's point of view. Mm-hmm. Observers? Is that ano?
It's a bystander.
Bystander. As someone who goes to concerts, like, a lot, please, kapag nasa standing ka. Actually, even when you're seated. No, actually, just every day. Mm. Please wear deodorant.
Like, hindi naman yung pang-concert. Parang ano.
No, pero, you know, like, when you're in standing kasi, you know, with all the phones na nakataas, even in seated sometimes. And then you guys are, like so close together.
Parang serbisyo mo na sa bayan.
Like, yeah, I really don't want to offend anyone. And I'm not saying that there's someone beside me. No, it's just that I'm just, in general, I feel like I've been seeing so many tweets about it. Parang, I don't know, I saw like a TikTok. I think this was like in America or something, or like in Thailand. I don't know if it was an SKZ concert, but I don't remember. But it was like a TikTok. Like someone said, if you're from section, this is a PSA to the person beside me, section blah, 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 blah. Why didn't you wear deodorant? I'm like, calm down. Like, oh my gosh. Like,
it must have been really bad for them to be that bad.
So just wear perfume and, you know, just be fresh.
Basic hygiene.
I know it's stressful, like, on the day, especially with standing. Like, standing goes in earlier, diba? Like, parang standing queues earlier than everyone else. So, parang, yeah, I know it is hard. But, like, have at least, like, spritz on you. That's one for me. How about you guys?
Ash, do you
have? I don't have much pet peeves. Like, mostly during concerts, I sort of can expect the unexpected. So, I sort of already not really train myself, but more like I psych myself up to tolerate whatever is going to happen for the day. But, looking back, it's when fans get overly excited or too emotional when an idol comes close to your section, and then especially when you're in standing, you feel the wave of the crowd going to your area.
Oh my gosh!
And it's almost like I don't know, trigger warning, like a stampede. Yeah. It feels like that.
Yeah.
Like, and of course, in standing area, it's everyone's game. Like short people, tall people. They're all in on equal footing. And for the shorties, for the small people like me, it's very dangerous. It's dangerous for us.
It is.
And to think that where our heads are, it's where people's shoulders are. So imagine if it's too crowded.
Super,
if they don't if other people who know that there's a short person beside them and they're not, you know, considerate about that, especially when they raise their arms all the way up and then cover your eye view.
Yung banners pa minsan. Yes,
and oh my gosh, I'm sorry, but for the banners in my last concert that I've been to, it was so big. It was it was bigger. It was bigger than the size that was in allotted in the guidelines. I was so confused. Like, why is it
paano siya nakapasok?
Why is it this big? And it really obstructed a lot of views. And oh my goodness, I'm not even visually like my eyesight is not good. So my only hope talaga was just to really raise my arms all the way up. Because the only thing that I could, the only way I could actually see the stage is through my phone. And that's sad. You know, that's really sad. So sometimes, like, when I see concerts in Korea, that almost all the areas are seated, I sort of like that. Like, I sort of like that. Like, even in the quote-unquote VIP standing sections, those kinds of sections are seated in Korea. My chairs. I want that. Chairs. And I've been to a fan meeting in Korea before. And everything is seated. And to the point that the staffs were so strict that if you stand up, they will really point at you and, like, really catch your attention. And I'm like, I like this discipline. And you know, the noise can still be as noisy as we are, even as we sit down. So
for sure.
Just you know, be more considerate of the people around
you. Mindful.
Yes, be more sensitive.
I know it's like super exciting. Mm-hmm.
You can really madadala ka talaga with the excitement.
Yeah, madadala ka talaga.
No, but I could be guilty about that as well. But you know. Don't push too hard. Don't pull too hard and everything.
Safety first.
Safety first,
always. As in, parang I feel, yung ibang pet peeves natin, it's because, parang it's become an inconvenience for others. And then if not managed properly, it will not.
Sobra.
So just always be mindful. Hindi lang ikaw yung nage-enjoy dun. May mga kasama ka.
Diba? An example is like very recent, yung sa NCT.
Yes, in Jakarta,
That's sad. I mean, good thing no one got hurt.
Exactly. That's something that we do not want to happen. Be mindful. So, on a lighter note, isa kong pet peeve. Is when, you know when it's like a super hype, super duper duper fun song. Let's say like a hip hop track. And then everyone else is just like,
Gets.
Parang ako lang ba yung nag-enjoy?
Ako lang ba yung
pinuntahan natin lahat dito?
It hurts when the idols notice it and then they actually ask the fans, the crowd to, come on, let's go. Like, oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
As in, sabi ko, guys, come on. Parang, alam mo, there are songs naman that you don't even have to be like a fan to like appreciate and you're like, let's go.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, there was this, this is like a nice reaction. Like, yung nag-begin again, yung si Key pumunta dito, he performed a song like he never performed. This is a solo song. So, he performed it, tapos, it's like a party song kasi. Tapos, nobody really, like, if you're not a shawl, you won't know that song. So, parang, but he got the whole dome jumping. Like, yun along.
The best feeling is when everyone passes the bus. You know what I'm saying? But then, when there are people na parang, kasi there was a time, I was at another concert, and then it was such a, it's a hip-hop, hip-hop line. Ganon, sabihin natin yung hip-hop, yung rap, line. Yung members in charge of rap was doing... Tapos, as in VIP ah, VIP yung seat ko nun. So you expect na like everyone would be up and jumping. But Bebs, kami lang ng friends. Hey, everyone else is just, you know.
You know yung mga ganyan, dapat yan yung time na ano yung super energetic. Kayo makita kayo ng idol. Tapos, kayo lang yung tinuturo nila.
So that's also like on a more lighter
Okay, pet maybe peer. This pet peeve. This one, I think, last pet peeve. for now. I think if you guys have anything else, that go lang. But this one, it's not really a huge pet peeve of mine. I've been seeing it though, like it's been popping up a lot online. But like, I kind of get it. I get it. And when I see it, medyo parang ako, why? Yun yung, yun yung reaction ko when I see it.
What was the reason?
What was the reason? It's when people bring other groups' light sticks to a solo concert of a solo. If it's a mixed group concert, yeah, it's fine, of course. Mm-hmm. But like, kunwari, I get it if it's like the same color. Let's say NCT, you bring an agase, agabong. Mm. That's fine. Like, it's green. It's both green. For me, ah. That's fine.
What if afford mo lang isa?
Yeah, diba? That's like,
at or same color. Bring,
yeah, or kunyari, dala ka ng GG sa red velvet, diba? Medyo pink sila pareho. Ah, ganon. Okay lang yun for
SM
me.
SM pa rin naman sila. SM
or kung may color-changing light stick ka dyan, you just change the color.
Oh, ginawa yun nung sa NHAD, yung NHAD.
That's what we did for K-pop Masters. That's what we did for K-pop Masters. Like, after Treasure.
Ng N-hype.
Yeah, like, after Treasure, diba blue kami? We changed it to green when Bam Bam came out, yeah, when Jackson came out.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But like, kunwari, nasa this one.
Solo concert kasi.
Napa question mark ako. Nasa 17 concert ka, tapos may candy bong ka, may twice bong. Sobrang ibang-iba yung color. As in, may twice na bong. Tapos, I think yung sa recent one was ITZY concert Cherong, ba? Cherong. Si Cheryong doon. She pointed out that the shirt pala, hindi
siya
pala.
NCT ba yun? NCT shirt pa yun?
NCT shirt ata. She pointed it out. But like, she wasn't upset or anything. She was just like, that's not ITZY. And then the crowd started booing the person. Oh, and then she's like, oh my gosh, no, don't do that. Parang sabi niya. But like, I kind of get it, you know? Na parang you're going to a solo concert. Tapos,
tama. Parang ako lang, I'm just trying to figure out, parang, like,
what was the reason?
Exactly. Like, what was the reason? Like,
gets na multi-stan ka ba?
Oo. Parang, alam mo yun, like, sige, sabihin natin wala kang ibang light stick. Pero meron namang, feel ko naman may mga murang light stick lang naman.
Ako kasi binibig. Kung wala ko light stick ng group 9, I won't bring that.
Hindi na magdadala.
I'll just use my phone. If
fist
ever,
bump na lang ako. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's true kasi parang, I think on another end, parang it's, for me, ha, like personally lang to, I would find that kind of insulting, honestly. Mm.
Yeah, because I get it.
That's me lang, ha. Hindi ko sinasabi yung opinion ng mga grupo. Yeah. But like, ako, I would feel if I saw someone do that to another person.
Yeah.
It's like, are you really here for me?
Diba same, if I was the idol, parang, naligaw ka ba? May next concert ba dito after? Sa venue na to.
Bottom line, respect the artist on the stage.
Yeah, respect the artist lang. Like, I don't know if some people do it out of spite. I mean, I think there are types of people like that. But I don't think naman siguro. But
let's just give them a benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Pero like, if you bring, yun nga, if you bring yung light sticks na change, may pag-change ng color na ikaw yung pwedeng mag-change manually. Mm. Like,
the way I think it, Ren, nice. Is like, by giving them the benefit of the doubt, the way I wanna think of it na lang is that the shirt is practical. Baka wala siyang extra shirt. So, baka sinuot na lang. And everything like that. So, practicality-wise, Pero the light stick, there's no excuse. There's no excuse.
Yeah, kasi binili mo yung light stick na yun.
That one is like concert only. So
That was conscious.
That was a conscious decision.
But the shirt, pwede pa eh. Like, pwede pa excuse yung shirt eh. Kasi and, practical.
Like, marami ka bang rose ng light stick yung nakuha mo bago ka umalis?
Nakakaloka.
Yeah, yun lang. Yun lang naman. Yeah. Do you guys have anything else?
That's like in it for me, honestly. Okay. Kasi parang yun na same. Fun naman
Ibang... Yeah, we mentioned it naman.
Yeah, and people are starting to get more, you know, considerate and conscious about everything. Like, for example, the airport situations are getting better. You know, the barriers are getting cleaner and wider, which is great. And all that, you know.
People. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's ever been... Well, never mind. I mean, I was gonna say kasi na parang it hasn't been like an issue sa Philippines, but never mind kasi sa actors pala. Sa actors.
Yeah, yeah, but slowly and surely getting better.
Yeah.
Yes.
We learned from the previous concerts and mistakes. Here. Yeah.
I hope we do.
Like, yeah.
We do.
Like even from the news from other, not just Philippines.
Yeah.
Like from other. I don't know, let's all like absorb.
Yes.
That.
All yes. Take notes and everything. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, that was the episode, mm-hmm. y'all. Mm. That was our episode on concert rituals with a bonus segment.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah, use this. I hope this served its purpose of it guiding you.
Yes. And I feel like this was very timely because like we've mentioned like twice already in this episode, we are going to a concert for the first time in a while together.
Yeah.
We have a concert.
Oh my gosh. Thanks
to the very kind people in New Waves Events and Productions. They invited us to attend the MC Andy concert. So they are coming here on November 19, SM North at the Sky Dome. And they have four types of tickets. So the Super Wave is going to be 8,500 pesos. That's going to get you a fan sign with album and light stick. Imagine that.
Grabe talaga.
And then the VIP Wave. The VIP Wave. Steal. Yes. Oh my gosh. That's a steal.
It's such a steal price, guys.
And it gets better. The VIP Wave 1, 2, and 3, they're all 7,500. And the VIP Wave 1 will get you a photo op. A VIP Wave 2 will get you a sound check. And the VIP Wave 3 gets a high touch. Like, imagine all the types of royalties and all the types of concerts before. They're all here. All the types of royalties that you can get, they're all here. And the Gen Ad A, which is 1,000, and the Gen Ad B is for 800. So, if you don't have a ticket,
dali na. If you're an MCND fan listening to this and you're not going, we suggest you go already.
Yeah. If you don't have a ticket yet, there's still time.
Ang ganda rin ng venue, Sky Dome. Yes. Super intimate. Sobrang intimate.
Kahit nasa malayo ka, promise, kahit Gen Ad B lang yung
it's closer compared to the Gen Ad of any other place.
Oh my gosh. Please go. That's such a nice, such an intimate venue.
I really like that venue.
It's a venue we hold close to our hearts.
Yes, because we dance there. We've danced on
that. We watched there.
Oh my gosh.
Na rin. Actually, in-invite kami para mag-perform. Magpa-fancy kami. Opening up.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, for the gems who are also listening to this, if you see us on that day, please say hi.
Please say hi
to us. We would love to meet you. And
hope you guys liked it. Don't forget to share, tag us on our socials, you know, answer the Spotify question down below if you're listening on Spotify. Rate us on Apple and on Spotify. And we'll get back to you guys and we'll see you next week.
Bye.